brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
So I'm reaching out today. I feel like I'm a Ramsey kid growing up. Your theme song has been like a jingle in the household through the last 26 years of my life. I'm reaching out today and kind of nervous, not sure kind of what to do at this point. We make just under $100,000 a year, my husband and I, and he is getting ready to hopefully go back to school here in a couple weeks. Just kind of waiting on that official acceptance, and we will be losing about 60% of our income. And we were running numbers last night, sitting down, trying to evaluate things, and I'm just not sure what we do with such a large reduction in our income based on what we kind of saw with our expenses.
Are you guys able to cover the basics on 60% or on 40% of your income?
Barely. We do have two kids, so we are bearing the price of childcare times two. On the positive side, he's old enough now. He's in his early 30s where he's going to be going to school on Pell Grants and scholarships, so we don't have to necessarily work on like cash flowing his education. But I'm just kind of concerned with how we're going to structure like our living expenses.
How long will he be in school for?
Roughly 8 to 13 months. And it's a full, roughly 7 days a week, 9 to 5. They said don't plan on working during the program because it is such a vigorous course.
Well, that means there's childcare is no help at all.
Exactly.
Okay. So childcare stays there, and you're making 40K, and you can live on that or not. If the answer is you can't do it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I don't think, you know, and we've looked at a couple different options. You know, my parents are getting ready to retire, but I don't really want them spending their whole retirement watching their grandkids 5 days a week.
Well, the 8 to 10 months is not their whole retirement.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if they want to do it, that's another thing. I mean, they may not want to do it. It may not be an option, but I mean, what's he going to study?
Electrical lineman. So he wants to do high power voltage.
Okay. And so he's making 60 now. He'll come out making 80 day one.
Yeah, right? I think they said apprentices start roughly 45 to 50 an hour flat rate, not including any overtime, you know. So the income.
And his apprenticeship is like only a couple of years, and then he'll be making serious money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he going to travel with it?
No, I think he plans to stay local. We bought our house in 2020 for fairly cheap at a super low interest rate, so we're not really willing to give that up right now.
Okay. Because, I mean, if he's traveling, it's a whole different world even in that world, as you know. Okay. Well, here's the thing. It feels like the way you're describing this, that you first decided for him to do this and then tried to figure out if you could afford it rather than the other way around. Like, you should have figured out if you could afford it before he decided to do it. Because his primary job is to not become a high wire guy. His primary job is to feed his family.
Yep.
And if he can't do that, then he can't do this.
Yep, and he's talked about picking up like a part-time job or working with his current employer to see if he can work odd-end hours to kind of fill those gaps.
But they said not to do that.
Yeah, they didn't recommend it until they kind of get into like the core of the program. So, and he's been working towards this roughly about 6 years. We've paid off roughly $7,000 in debt because currently we've done step one. We've been working on step two, but as soon as he started to get the beginning of the acceptance, it's just, we kind of froze step two for a minute to say, okay.
How much did you guys have left, Emily?
For our debt?
Yeah.
Not including our mortgage, about $35,000.
Okay.
On what?
Student loans, a vehicle, and then we put a new roof on our house after we purchased it.
How much do you owe on the vehicle?
I want to say roughly $5,000.
Okay.
Is there a way for him to delay this like a year and you guys get in a position where you pay off debt, you can get savings or like any level of traction?
If you had no debt and had your emergency fund fully funded, you could probably see your way through this a lot more, to Rachel's point.
Yeah. And that's something he's considered. I just know the program he's currently in, he put it off and talked about it and he's applied. And
so what? None of that really matters if you have hungry children. When?
Yeah. So, and
I,
you know,
put it off. It's tough.
Income is the scary.
This is grown up land.
Yeah.
Now you got to do what you have to do to feed your family first, and then you do this. So you'd be in a much better condition if you said, I'm going to intentionally spend this next year getting our crap together so that when I do this, it doesn't put my family in jeopardy. Because you're really calling saying you can't figure out how you're doing this. You keep saying we're barely going to make it, but what you're really saying is we can't make it.
Okay.
Aren't you?
Well, looking at the numbers, I think it's slightly doable, but it's then again getting out of our comfort zone of our current lifestyle and getting into that new lifestyle, and I'm just concerned.
Well, I can handle you. I mean, I you can give up your comfort zone. That's what, you know, that's nothing. It's not comfort zone I'm concerned about. It's food.
Yeah, and, you know, the necessities will be met. That's our biggest thing. You know, I'm just worried about, you know, any additional expenses or things that come up.
How much is your house payment?
$1,000.
And your take-home pays $3,300.
Yes.
And you're going to run the rest of this household on $2,300 bucks a month, including $35,000 worth of debt. Bull.
That's
bull.
Yeah,
crap.
That's what we're. Yeah, the numbers aren't crunching. And
no, they're not crunching at all.
Yeah. So
they're crunching, but it's not a good sound of crunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
would wait, Emily.
Listen,
honestly,
I don't. I'm not a dream killer, but I love killing nightmares.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to kill his dream, but if his dream puts his whole family, you know, you call me back 8 months from now. Yeah, he went, but we're in foreclosure. You know, I don't. I'm not going to sign you up for that and have my stamp of approval. I want him to go do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I want him to do it in such a way that he doesn't put all of you guys in jeopardy. And he doesn't want to put you guys in jeopardy. But you guys have not thought this through until last night.
Yep. So we've been, you know, looking at stuff. And, you know, I've pretty much run our budget. I mean, he's not a spender.
It's not the question.
But I'm just looking at
stuff. I'm not saying
really
he's a bad guy. I'm saying you guys together have not thought this through until last night. And you have to. Stephen Covey says one of the seven habits of highly effective people is they begin with the end in mind. And last night, you did that for the first time on this, and it took your breath away, and that's why you called.
Yeah, because I just wasn't sure on what to do.
So here's what I'm going to tell you. If I were in your shoes, here's what I would do. My first choice would be for him to wait a year. Rachel's suggestion is excellent. And if it takes 18 months or if it puts the whole thing in jeopardy, so be it. I'll call that God. And so God put it in jeopardy because God says don't do things where you can't feed your own family. Those that don't take care of their own household first are worse than an unbeliever. Bible, okay? So we're going to call it that. Now, But I am convinced that if he can get in there this round, he can probably get in another round. So that's choice one. Choice two is you guys look around there and figure out how we're going to increase our income above your base, and mom and dad are going to commit to keep the kids and drop your daycare bill, because your daycare bill is probably, what, $2,000 a month?
Yeah.
Honey, your daycare in your house, and you don't have any money left for food. I just did that.
Yeah, so that's what we're looking at childcare alternatives and reaching out and trying to find lower.
Wait a minute, is your childcare $2,000 a month?
Yeah.
Plus $1,000. $3,000.
Yeah.
Your take home's $3,300. Your budget's not tight. It's impossible. You cannot go forward unless you adjust something. It's fantasy. Okay? You don't have any. Yeah. That's just ding ding. So adjust the childcare, sell a car. Take six jobs. He works on the side even though he's not supposed to.
And for 8 months, you grind it out like that?
And for 8 months, and you pay a price for him to get to be this? I'm okay with paying a price to win, but I'm not okay paying a price knowing I'm going to lose. That's a bad idea.
It's one life event away from, to your point, foreclosure, a car being repoed,
all of it. No, they can't even
make it.
It's 1 month away.
Well, yes.
You can't even get to the food budget here. Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.